Legislation proposing sea otter bounties will get its first hearing next week. It's already drawing opposition from environmental groups and the Federal Marine Mammal Protection Agency. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Fishermen harvesting Dungeness crab, geoduck clams, and some other ocean floor species have been coming up empty in recent years. The reason is the rapid expansion of the sea otter population. The marine mammals mostly eat clams, but as they bring their voracious appetites into new areas, they clear out many of the shellfish sought by commercial subsistence and personal use divers and fishermen.
So what we're trying to do is come up with some assistance for the folks in the area that want to go out and harvest them to afford to be able to do so.
Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman represents Cake, Prince of Wales Island, and other coastal southeast communities where otters have moved in. He's authored a bill that would give Alaska Natives, the only people who can legally hunt marine mammals, a $100 reward for each pelt they take.
You've got your costs of your fuel and other items you need. Also, there's tanning cost issues, and we're just trying to assist in the harvest.
Otters were once widespread along the West Coast, from California out to the Aleutians. Russian and American hunters virtually wiped them out, except for a few remote areas. They were reintroduced to Southeast about 50 years ago. Recent studies say their numbers are growing by as much as 12% a year in some places. Federal legislation protects otters, only allowing Alaska Natives to harvest them for traditional purposes. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman Bruce Woods says states can't impose bounties.
The Marine Mammal Protection Act prohibits any state from enforcing a law that affects the take of a marine mammal without first soliciting and receiving management authority for that species from the Secretary of the Interior.
The agency is working with native hunters and craftspeople to better define the legal use of pelts. That could increase the overall harvest. Opposition to the bill is growing among some of the same organizations that campaigned against wolf control. They say otter population growth is a good thing.
They're a keystone species.
Tina Brown is president of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. She points out that otters eat sea urchins, which eat kelp. That allows coastal Southeast to return to more of its natural balance.
When you have the kelp forests, you have nurseries for finfish. And it's thought that the kelp forests can increase herring populations, salmon populations. Another benefit is they help reduce CO2 emissions and slow ocean acidification.
And what about the hunters? Tlingit Haida Central Council Economic Development Director Carrie Sykes has been working on the issue. She says tribal members have mixed feelings.
Some people think that it would be a good idea and that it could help offset the costs of the hunting and tanning. But others are worried about what the perception will be from, you know, different organizations like Defenders of the Wildlife, and we're not really sure how it would work.
She says local tribes have more influence on the issue than the regional central council. Stedman, the Senate bill's author, says it should be considered a first draft. He expects changes as it's considered by the legislature. He also expects organized opposition.
And I recognize that there's a lot of citizens outside of Southeast Alaska that might just think this is a ghastly thing to do. But I can assure you we're better prepared to take care of our own backyard than people in San Francisco and Florida are.
Stedman's legislation comes before the Senate Resources Committee on March 13th. The House version, introduced by Anchorage Republican Representative Cherise Millett, is not yet scheduled. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.